Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line, and you know what? He probably agrees with me.
He never does.
From NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great Ruben Frank. Hi, Rube.
I disagree with everybody.
Right, hold on, Rube. Before we get to what happened yesterday, Al's even saying Howie deserves a little blame here. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I think everybody does. I think the point you just made, I mean, this is an older team. They got old overnight. Yep. And all those older guys that they were relying on, you know, whether it was Nada or Spoles or whoever, they all hurt. And, you know, if you're a GM, you can't count on that. But historically, I mean, guys in their early 30s are going to get banged up, and they have too many of them, and they rely too much. I like the roster coming into the season. Obviously, it's not what this is not the team I thought they were.
Not at all. All right, one of the things that makes you maybe the top Eagles performer is not only are you great at reporting of what's going on, but you give it some historical perspective. The Eagles have had a 17-point lead or more many times in the past. How often usually do they hold that kind of a lead?
You have had a 17-point lead 155 times going into yesterday, into the fourth quarter, and they lost twice.
dear.
So, you know, I mean, that just kind of puts into context. I mean, that's a game that – it's not a game you should win. It's a game you have to win. I mean, it's just – there's just absolutely no excuses. I mean, that's a season crusher. I don't know how you bounce back from that, honestly.
All right, so then here's another one. And again, I think Rube did a lot of the heavy lifting on this number. After they got a 17-zip lead, the next 14 play calls, there was one run and 13 passes called in that sequence. Does that make sense to you, Rube?
No, a lot of things don't make sense. And the one run was a nice small run, eight yards on that last drive. And it gave them a third and two. And that's when all hell broke loose. But, you know, this is not a great running team. I understand that. But you have to do it, and you have to try. And they showed signs of being able to do it with Smollett. I don't think Clement's totally healthy. I like the way Josh Adams ran. He had three nice runs early and then never got the ball again.
Yep.
And you know, this has been a recurring problem with Doug Peterson. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, Andy has learned. You watch the Chiefs play, and Andy's learned. I mean, he runs the ball now, and he's got a great quarterback, but he runs the ball like 30 times a game. He's got a great running back, too. But you got to at least try it. You got to run clock. And even the pass plays that they ran were stupid pass plays. They were like screens. They were, you know, passes behind the line of scrimmage. They were ill-fated from the start. There are plays that the Panthers knew were coming. There are plays that really had no upside. So the whole last three drives offensively made no sense. I really felt like if they had just gotten one more first down at any point, the game's over.
Yep.
And they had chances, and it was the worst we've seen of Doug Peterson. But there's plenty of blame to go around, certainly on both sides of the ball.
All right, Rube, let's you understand the inner work is this team as well as anybody does. And there are a lot of people speculating that losing John DeFilippo and Frank Reich has really reverted, Doug Peterson to more of the Andy Reid style of pass, 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 pass. You buy that theory?
I think with each passing week, there's more credence to it.
Yeah.
With each passing week, it's clearer and clearer that something has changed. Something fundamental has changed on this offense. And you look around and, you know, what are the options? I mean, they clearly miss Frank Reich. They clearly miss Flip. And that's not to say Press Taylor and Mike Grohl aren't good coaches. Maybe we'll become good coaches. But this is just not the same team. It's not the same offense. It's not the same coaching staff. And Doug clearly misses those guys. We know Frank loves to run the football, and he was always in Doug's ear about running it. And, you know, they had LeGarrette last year, and then they had Jay Ajayi, who they don't have now, and Spoles. So it's a little different equation, but still, Doug just goes, he goes like entire stretches of games where he doesn't run it at all. I mean, he's worse than Andy ever was.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll just go like an entire half and run it like two times. He just forgets about it. You can't do that as a play caller.
Beautifully said. Rhea Hughes wants to put a significant amount of the blame on Carson Wentz for the final two drives.
My feeling is if you're going to blame the defense for having three great quarters and falling apart in the fourth quarter, well, Wentz kind of did the same thing in the last two drives.
Absolutely. The honeymoon's over for him. I mean, that's a game as a quarterback. You know, he talks about being a leader and a quarterback and MVP and, you know, being just like Nick and winning a Super Bowl. You can't make the throws he did and the decisions he made on those last two drives if you want to beat all those things. I know his final stats were great. And, you know, I mean, he's coming off like the greatest four-game stretch of any Eagles quarterback in history. So, you know, but the reality is on those last two drives, he was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, he took a sack on that second to last drive. The decision he made on that third and two when he had Smallwood in the left flat.
Yep.
And that's a guaranteed, you know, get the first down. And he had four shots at a manageable, you know, shot into the end zone. And he, you know, tried to go for it all. He tried to be Superman, I thought, too many times. You know, that fourth down to not even be able to get rid of the ball. That's just inexcusable stuff. And, I don't care what the final stats say. Carson, in my book, he did not play well. And, there were chances that he knows better. And I think sometimes he feels like he has to do it all. I think there were times where, you know, he gets really locked in on Alshon and Ertz, who are two great players. But he's got to use all his weapons. If Smallwood's open for a first down on third and two with the game on the line, just dump it off. Don't be a hero. Don't be Superman. Don't try to fire it into a, you know, double-team guy in the end zone. You know, take the first down and then go for the touchdown. You got four shots, and I like your chances.
Ruben Frank, brilliant. One more, Rube. I want to run this number. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. Team shut out for three quarters. Offense going nowhere. Fourth quarter, 16 for 22, 201 yards, Cam Newton. How could that happen?
Well, I think Jim Schwartz just kind of stopped doing the things they were doing. I don't know. The Eagles always kind of pride themselves on being the fittest defense.
Yeah.
I think they ran out of gas. I think up front they got good pressure for three quarters. They just ran out of steam. I don't think they got any pressure. And, you know, you could just feel the momentum, you know, flipping. And Cam Newton, I mean, this guy's an MVP. And, you know, he's a Super Bowl guy. He's a former MVP. And if you give him a little daylight, I mean, he's going to take it. I'm not a big Cam Newton fan.
Right.
You know, he's a guy that kind of, you know, he's a roller coaster as a quarterback and as a teammate. But he's too good to give him that opportunity. And once the Panthers kind of sniffed that the Eagles were running out of steam, they just pounced on him. And, you know, there's blame to go around to everybody, certainly the defense. Offense, you can split it 50-50, but, you know, that to allow him to go down the field three times in like 11 minutes, it's just inexcusable. I mean, somebody's got to make a play. Eagles got four interceptions all year in seven games.
Wow.
You know, somebody make a play. Somebody step up. Somebody, you know, one play on offense or defense and you win the game and you're sitting here 4-3 looking at 5-3 coming out of London. And now, you know, you're just picking up the pieces of a catastrophe.
I'm just curious, Ruben, are you heading to London?
I am heading to London, yes.
Oh, that's it? Have you been there before?
I have a couple times, yeah, great place.
Will you go to, like, Big Ben and you see a Buckingham Palace, all that stuff there, Rube?
I haven't really figured out my itinerary yet, but I just may do some of that stuff, yes.
When do you head out, Rube? Oh, he will go to Abbey Road. You'll go to Abbey Road. Come on.
I will try to get to Abbey Road. Yeah, I'm flying out Wednesday night out of Newark. I get in Thursday morning, and then they practice Friday, and, and then just try to go win a game. I mean, Jacksonville's worse. They look worse than the Eagles do. So,
yep.
You know, whatever country you're playing, they got to win this thing or the season's over.
If they win, that maybe they should not come back to this country. Maybe they just stay out there. Rube, you're the best, my friend. Thank you, Ruben Frank.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.